This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight from Studio E here in my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations. By the way, we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, and let's not forget our security officers and the U.S. Coast Guard and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling along. That includes our over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, Felix and the Bulk Mail Center guys, hauling the bulk mail, appreciate you, and getting the letters where they need to go and all that great stuff. And then, of course, we've got the FedEx and the UPS drivers out there as well. And we've got the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. Our Amazon warehouse people working right now. And our Amazon drivers loading up the trucks, getting ready to move. The over-the-road guys are already out on the road moving. Covington's already out there going somewhere. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Parler, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, and we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's all one word, Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. It would be the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the great things that are going on. And if you can't hear us any other place, that's the place to go, because we are broadcasting live to the satellite. The live stream is right there on the website, going right to the satellite right now. Okay, out to sunny California we go, and we've got none other than the professor of politics on the line, Kyle Warren.
Right, thank you, Captain. I like the way you said sunny.
Yeah.
Only for about another day.
Yeah, well, you know, I tried to make you feel good. I mean, we got bright, clear skies tonight. Okay, thank you, guys. Thank you. Bye. All right. We've got bright, clear skies tonight. I mean, you walk out there, it looks like as if you don't need to have your headlights on. That's how bright it is.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah, yeah. And we've had when we had the last full moon, it was bright. I mean to tell you, it was really bright. All right. Would you by chance be ready to say the Pledge of Allegiance again?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, Hunter Biden and the Biden-China co-op, if you want to call it that, because they were doing business together for a number of years, right?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Is going to be disclosed and out there in full display. Reason I say that is because the committee investigating Daddy-O and company now put out an info request to an ex-UN official. That ex-UN official is going to spill the beans on what is where and how the Bidens were making money all those years when Daddy-O was a senator and then became the vice president under Barack Obama.
Well, right. In fact, the Washington Examiner, Captain, had reported that from 2017 to 2018, looks like Hunter Biden got at least $5 million from a Chinese energy conglomerate called CEFC China Energy. So they're investigating these kinds of ties and what kind of influence there might have been. And so this is a big subject, no doubt about it.
Now, this was the time when Max Baucus was the former senator from Montana, and he wound up becoming the ambassador to China, and he was a good friend of the Bidens, and for all I know, he got a percentage of the cut, too. I'm sure everybody that touched anything got something, but he was one of the negotiators in China for this stuff that was going on, plus selling China our trade secrets.
Well, you know, Captain, all the business dealings, it's interesting to see that obviously there were a lot of things going on in Ukraine, for example, with Hunter Biden. He had the, you know, what was it? Some would say $50,000 or $80,000 a month board seat for Burisma or
right.
whatever it was.
Right.
And then there's ties there, certainly ties in China. So now we've got a war in Ukraine, obviously. And then we also have this Chinese spy balloon that flies all over the United States, and President Biden just kind of looks up at it and goes, well, I don't know, we'll wait till it finishes its journey and then we'll shoot it down. These things just don't add up for the American voter. That's why investigations like this are going to be so important, and I'm sure the Biden family is saying, okay, well, we're going to have to deal with some of this stuff because it's going to come out.
Well, yeah, and it is now, and that's why we're talking about it, because it's public knowledge now, what you and I happen to be talking about. Now, Pete Buttigieg, has said, I could have spoken out sooner about the Ohio train derailment. Really?
Well, this is just, you know, trying to
cover his ass.
Clean up this mess. A leader would have understood. No matter what, a leader would have understood that he or she should have simply addressed it, but he never did until the public outcry.
By the way, you'll be happy to know, sir, that the EPA has ordered the Norfolk Southern Railway to clean up the Ohio derailment site. You'll be happy to know that. I'll be back.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're tuned in to the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Thank you very much. And that's Jeff. And Jeff is known because of the "you found it" comment that he makes in one of our liners. And somebody walked up to him last night. He was sitting at our display table at the Tampa Trump Club. And they said, "Who might you be, sir?" And he goes, "You found it." I said, "Oh, that's you. That's your voice." That's pretty good. But way to go, Jeff. We appreciate you. And we also appreciate Relief Factor, which is a product that I've been taking for well over 9 years. And I take it for one simple reason. It works. Believe me when I tell you, folks, I've had a number of problems with my legs, the pain. Matter of fact, I still have a problem today. I have to go to the doctor about it. But it's a lot better than what it was. And because of Relief Factor, it stays that way. Now, the combination of ingredients in the Relief Factor, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, help your body to support its natural response to inflammation. It is, after all, inflammation that causes the pain and the swelling in whatever area problem that you happen to have, whether it's in your arms, your wrists, your legs, your ankles, whatever it might happen to be. And Relief Factor will lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problem is you got by going right straight to the source. I've never seen anything quite like it. It's 100% drug-free. It's also 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins. All you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And try the $19.95 3-week quick start. Now, they've got a brand new version of it out, too, that is all natural, just like the original product is. And it gives you a little bit more pack to the for your punch. It gives you a little bit more pain relief factor in it, which is a good thing. You get rid of the pain sooner. So, as Kyle Warren likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Amen to that one. And all you got to do is go to relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, that website one more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and order the 3-week quick start for $19.95. You'll be glad you did. And they'll tell you all about how it does, how it works, and what it does for you. And I swear by it because it works for me. Well, Kyle, the Biden clan has made a pretty strong statement from Poland saying that Russia will never defeat the Ukraine. That's a pretty bold statement, and they better be careful what they wish for.
Well, that's right. And, of course, it's the kind of thing that you say, especially when you're standing there in the capital of the country that we're supporting in the war against that Russia started, basically. But I do think, Captain, that by going there, the president has raised some good legitimate questions as to what does it mean to support Ukraine and that Ukraine will never be defeated. Does that entail that at some point Ukraine becomes part of NATO? Does it fast track right now, or do we wait until the war is over and then decide? In other words, what is it going to take? Because as you and I were talking last hour, Vladimir Putin's already backed out of the START treaty, basically.
Oh yeah,
and talking about the use of nuclear weapons in such a way that this shouldn't even come up in conversation. This is where we're at, and so what does it mean to support Ukraine such that Russia will never be defeated? Because Vladimir Putin certainly thinks that if he were to be defeated, he's going to take as many with him as possible. And I think that's a very concerning thing.
Well, I believe you're right on that, which is all the more reason why we have to operate clandestinely or whatever and try to get to him before he gets to us. And, of course, that is pretty much what's going on because of the way that we are going about doing what we're doing over there right now. Now, Nikki Haley's cognitive test proposal has gotten a mixed response from the older politicians, but I think it's something that its time has come and needs to be done. What do you think?
Well, I think that overall, it's kind of like releasing your tax returns. It would be something along the lines that if you don't, for some reason, people can make hay. Your opponent can make hay out of that. Why aren't you releasing your tax returns? The Trump thing notwithstanding, but generally speaking, politicians have done that. They try to get out ahead of any kind of potential issue that could be raised. But in the case of the cognitive test, Captain, and I'll just say this briefly, I think that I don't know that you could impose something or for president, for example, because the Constitution defines what the eligibility requirements are to run for president or serve to be president. So I think it would be much more of a cultural thing in the sense that I'm just going to have this cognitive test so that it's out there and I can say, look, I have a cognitive test. But if you can't, I don't think that you can put a new restriction on who the voters can select as president unless there's a constitutional amendment.
Well, I don't think we're going to see a constitutional amendment anytime soon, do you?
No, not at all. But what Nikki Haley is doing, though, is she's pointing up, and I think this is very shrewd on her part, and that is she's pointing up the obvious problems that Joe Biden has. Again, I take no joy in saying something like that, but it is a factor. And, you know, in a la-la land somewhere, President Biden thinks that he's going to run again, it's all good. But even Democrats behind the scenes, they understand that he's not really doing very well.
Now, the U.S. is going to host the 2024 NATO summit on the 75th anniversary of NATO. I'm not sure how that's going to work out. What do you think?
Well, of course, it'll be talked about. Ukraine will be the top factor there, the top topic, I'm sure. And there'll be a lot of things of why it was good and it went there to oppose the Soviet Union and so forth. But now here comes Putin, and it looks like we have to oppose Putin at this point. So I think that NATO, certainly its mission, while relatively the same, it's got to adapt in some ways, but strength in numbers is still the main focus here.
You going to watch the Oscars this year?
I'm sure I'll see.
To see if somebody gets smacked.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, you never know. Who knows what they'll do this year?
Well, the Oscars have taken it upon themselves to add a crisis communications team. Now, this is being done after, of course, Will Smith hit, who did he hit last year?
Chris Rock, yeah.
Yeah, this has been done after that, and they're trying to take all precautions if they can.
Well, right, because it was such that Will Smith could walk up the stage and walk up to Chris Rock and strike him. So, of course, you know, it's not supposed to be a lockdown event in terms of the talent that's there and the actors and so forth that are going to be speaking or be seen on camera. So, yeah, I think they've got a real issue. I don't think there's going to be another fight, though. I think that they're going to take every precaution they can and warn everybody, because look what happened. It ruined Will Smith's career. Absolutely ruined.
Well, there wasn't a fight the last time. It was just he held up and he slapped him really hard. He didn't really pound him. He slapped him really hard, and when he hit him, you would have thought that somebody broke a book.
Right. But the whole idea was, of course, then it was not scripted. It was not something that was funny between the two men. It was not a good thing. And yeah, so Will Smith has paid a dear price for it. You know, I think as he should. You can't haul off and hit somebody like that.
No, not at all. Not at all. And you know, we heard about something yesterday, and I didn't even know that this guy was in this country. But the United States has agreed to extradite the former Peruvian president, Mr. Toledo, so says the government of Peru.
Very interesting. Yeah, I wasn't aware that he was here either. You're right.
Yeah. You never know who's in your country, do you?
Right. Exactly. And just briefly getting back to the Oscar thing, yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see. You know, award shows have been really declining, but the big tentpole ones like the Grammys and like the Oscars, they're always going to get pretty good ratings. But I think the issue becomes where's the relevance to everyday Americans, or is it becoming a very niche factor?
Where is the relevance? Okay. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, as we come up on the bottom of the hour break. Your stations get a chance to identify themselves, pay some of their bills, and you'll hear the news, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. We're having a great day in the neighborhood right here on the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live and in living color from Studio E in Tampa, Florida.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. TCU quarterback Max Duggan was honored one more time last night before he heads to the NFL. Duggan was given the Davey O'Brien Award, which recognizes the best college quarterback in the country. Duggan led the Horned Frogs to an undefeated regular season. Brock Purdy won't be undergoing elbow surgery as planned this week. The NFL Network is reporting the 49ers quarterback met with Dr. Keith Meister, who recommended they postpone the surgery due to ongoing inflammation in Purdy's right elbow. The sides are expected to meet again in early March. Purdy is set to have a surgery surgical UCL repair augmented with an internal brace. The leading scorer on the number two team in the nation is finding himself in a tough spot. Alabama star Brandon Miller allegedly provided the handgun that was used to kill a woman last month. Tuscaloosa detective Brandon Culpepper testified Tuesday that Miller was contacted via text by former teammate Darius Miles, who was one of two men charged with murder. Julio Flores, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
All righty, and most all insurances are accepted there. I will be over there at my doctor's today, so my appointment's at 10:30. If I see you, so be it. I'll say hello to you. If not, then check them out, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. Ben St. Pete, very, very good at what they do, and they've been helping me a lot. Okay, back to the telephone line we go, and to Kyle Warren, and good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
You know, you can't just sit there and make this stuff up. Sarah Palin, who we haven't heard a lot from lately, but all of a sudden is becoming a player, I guess, right?
Yeah, she's back in the spotlight here.
Well, she has made a very clear message for Ron DeSantis, which she shared, everywhere to share it, ahead of the potential 2024 potential run that Donald Trump will be making. And she's basically told Ron DeSantis to stay out of it.
Well, that's right. Yeah, she has sort of strongly suggested that he doesn't run, saying, you know, he's a young person or young man, basically. That he could come back later on at some point, perhaps even after going through the Senate, perhaps. But, of course, we know that Sarah Palin is sort of, as I said, back in the spotlight. And what I've heard is that she's interested, of course, in being considered as a possible Trump running mate if Donald Trump were to get the nomination.
Well, I've heard that too.
Yes, and that would be a very interesting sort of combination. There's no doubt about that. But I do think, Captain, we're going to see some pretty interesting developments on the international stage. And if President Trump were to get the nomination, and we see polls that favor Trump at this point and so forth, but we've got a lot of ground to cover between now and the convention, that's for sure, through all these primaries that will be coming up. But I wonder if Trump would pick somebody like a Mike Pompeo, somebody like that, or maybe even a Nikki Haley. We just don't know, because we have to see the way the world is turning out. But it is going to be a very interesting thing to watch what happens in the primaries, watch for a few more people to get in, and I think even President Trump would want to have more people in the primary system so that he's able to do what he believes he does best in the debates.
Well, Nikki Haley is in it, running for president, but I really believe that she's actually running for vice president.
Well, it could very well be. Again, it, you know, you always see candidates get into these things, and then sometimes the not just the mathematics, but the pairings work out such that you can create a ticket that seems like it would cover the most ground, as it were. In the olden days, it used to be, well, we wanted to get someone from the north and the south, or from, if there's somebody like in the east, we want to go get somebody who's maybe in the south or in the west. And geographically was a bigger deal, but I think that's sort of less of an issue these days. But again, because it's very interesting why Biden picked Harris, for example. Harris couldn't get any votes. I mean, come on. I mean, this was not even a thing for her. But, of course, they thought that it was a better political move rather than a vote getter or geographic.
I don't think it is a better political move for her either.
Right.
Name me one thing that she's done that would work that way.
Well, in terms of creating the ticket to go up against the president of last election, but generally speaking, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how all this turns out. I think the big battle is going to be, for lack of a better expression, the older generation versus the younger generation, in terms of Trump and Biden being fairly similar in age, and then you have others, and notwithstanding Don Lemon and saying Nikki Haley is past her prime, I had news for Don Lemon, she's not past her prime, and that's just not a thing.
No.
This is definitely going to be where this debate is going to be, I think, in terms of what kind of candidate does the GOP want to put up.
Now, have you heard of somebody by the name of, what's his name, Rosanami? Is that the way you pronounce it?
Yes, I believe so. I believe so, yes.
He's been on TV a lot as an economist talking about the economy.
Right.
Well, now he's thrown his hat in the ring. He's going to run.
Yes, as a matter of fact, he's 37 years old, by the way. We'll have to find out from Don Lemon what that means in terms of prime or not prime, or we don't know yet. Just being funny, of course. But he's put his hat in the ring. He's going after what he calls the woke corporations and so forth. So that's going to be, I think, one of the things of his message, yes.
Well, running for president's got to be more than going after woke corporations.
Yeah. Right. Well, he's denounced them in the past, so I think he's. We'll see where his central sort of thrust is going to be here.
Okay, we will, and you are right. Now, the White House has unveiled broad asylum restrictions at the U.S.-Mexican border. Who is it we're going to let in?
That's a good question. Asylum typically means you're trying to escape political persecution from another country, but usually it's the country next door, and not you don't go a 1,000-mile journey to get from the oppression to the United States.
Well, of course, Cuba was it. Now it's moved further down the line. I'm not sure who in Central America is at the top of the list anymore, but it's more than Cuba.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Well, and again, asylum is a legitimate problem. It's a legitimate thing that people can seek shelter from, because that's essentially what that means. But of course, Captain, it's been used too much as a workaround for people who just want to come across the border, as opposed to someone who's fleeing a political oppression. Fleeing bad conditions is not the same as political oppression in and of itself.
No, and we have to understand that when Joe Biden has his little sheet and sends his people out with, well, why do you want to come to America?
Right. And yeah, and some people are coached into what to say. Everybody understands, you know, people want to come to America to get a better job, live a better life, and so on and so forth. Everybody gets that. That's the reason America is here. That's why people immigrated to America since it began. The issue then, really is people coming in that are coming in illegally. They live in the shadows. They're not here illegally, and they're going to simply be a pawn, and I hate to say this, but a pawn for the Democrat Party elite, who loves the fact that they're illegal, loves the fact they live in the shadows, and because they believe one day there's going to be this master amnesty thing that's going to happen, and then they'll have all these Democrat voters. But and that's why I think the GOP really needs to parlay this more, because I think the message is much better than the one the Democrats give.
Yeah, and again, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and of course Kyle is on every night. We start the show with him for the first couple of hours, and a wealth of information indeed you are, sir.
Thank you, Captain. Well, it's great to be here. There's no doubt about it. We love hearing from all the listeners out there, too.
Where else would you be?
No, this is it. This is the place to be.
Yeah, you're right.
It's the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, and there's a reason for that, and we're very happy to be part of it. Absolutely.
You bet. Okay, here comes the music in my ear. We're going to bring up the sound here, and we'll let you know that we are coming back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Going to go take another look at it. Yep, we got snow. We got lots of snow. We got ice. We got wind. We got everything, something for everybody there on this broadcast. So don't go anywhere. We shall be right back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
$100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same, 'cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Well, I don't give a dang about nothing. I'm singing and bling blinging while the girls are drinking. Well, I'm next down, and I wouldn't trade old Leroy or my Chevrolet for your Escalade, your Freak Parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town, and I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise, 'cause the girls, they are so pretty.
and Rich save a horse, ride a cowboy. What do you think, Kyle?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah,
absolutely love it.
That's a great song, and that video to go along with it, boy, I'm telling you, it's just such a killer. All right, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you talk about what's going on out west there. You got plenty of it.
That's exactly right, Captain. Right now, for our listeners and friends in Portland, Oregon, we've got a mix of rain and sleet heading your way and snow right behind that. So do be aware of that. Doesn't look like it's going to impact the Interstate 5 too much at this point, but it is moving that direction, especially if you're just north of Salem out there on Interstate 5. Up near Spokane, I-90, as you come in towards Coeur d'Alene, you definitely have snow coming there. As you move out of Spokane, a little ahead of Spokane, and then a little bit there, and then more as you head towards Coeur d'Alene. So do be aware of that as well. Idaho Falls, a little bit of snow in that on the radar map there. But Logan, now this starting on I-15, starting at Logan, Utah, through Salt Lake City, all the way down. Now, last hour, Captain, the snow really wasn't coming over Interstate 15 very much. It was staying a little bit to the east, the west of that. But now it's all over I-15 from Logan all the way down basically to St. George. So you want to be aware of that. Kingman, Arizona, lots of rain in that area. And, of course, in Flagstaff, still snow, just like last hour. Now, Denver's got snow as well. And as you move out west on I-70, you've got snow coming across the interstate, Glenwood Springs, Parachute, all the way to Grand Junction. And we got winter weather advisories all over the west. Be careful out there.
We got winter weather advisories everywhere, over all the way over to, let's see here, Lake Michigan and Lake Huron and Lake Erie. But anyway, here we go. Let's start with North Dakota. Okay, North Dakota I-29, about 100 miles north of Fargo and straight south down through South Dakota, down into Nebraska. You're going to have snow. You're going to have a blizzard warning in some of these areas, but it's heavy snow, winter storm warning, and when you get down, the entire state of South Dakota is inundated. Most of the state of Oklahoma is inundated. Kansas doesn't have any snow, but they've got icy conditions and they've got really cold temperatures tonight. Down there in Oklahoma, you got a lot of wind, nothing yet, but there could be something approaching your direction. I'm not going to wish anything on you, so I'll just say nothing yet. That wind continues down there. East and west of the Mississippi, and then as you come back up, let's go back up straight up to Minnesota. Most of Minnesota's under a winter storm warning. The northern part of Minnesota's got ice and lots of it. Down into the northern part of Iowa, you've got snow and a winter storm warning in the northern part of Iowa. Over to Wisconsin, same thing. You've got ice, you got snow, you got people huddled up, families together tonight because of the fact that they probably lost their power, which is why there's so many people bundled up in one place, it looks like. And also, as you take a look at the weather, you need to understand that there's more coming. This isn't done yet, and it's going to follow the same path just about, because in looking at what's going on out west, there is another major front that's not quite in view now, but it will be there soon, and it's going to affect Seattle before it affects anybody else. So we'll see what happens there, right?
Exactly right, Captain. And as we move through the week, we'll have some weather in Southern California that's going to be impacting the grapevine, it looks like. So we'll keep everybody aware of that as well.
Yes, and what we need to talk about now for a minute or so is the Pilot and Flying J. Why would we pull into the Pilot and Flying J on a bad night like this?
Well, Captain, that's because they want to be your oasis out there on the road. So when you pull into the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, you're going to be able to get something hot to drink, like hot cup of coffee, hot chocolate, get something great to eat, fuel up, get your supplies, and get to safe harbor out of the storms or out of the storms or out of the cold weather especially. And so you want to go to pilotflyingj.com, use the locations function to find the location nearest you.
All righty, we're going to let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. And maybe by then we'll be talking about sunshine.
Yeah, hopefully so. Thank you, Captain.
All right, you take care, Kyle.
You
all right,
too.
That's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And again, we've been having a lot of fun tonight talking about the weather. And by the way, this is a big storm, a major storm. It's all the way across right now butted right up against, let's see here, Lake Superior, and Michigan is totally inundated with snow right now. And over there, our affiliate, The Boot 660, AM 660, you guys and gals, you take care. You're in the middle of it right now. Okay, let's go to the phone line, and we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, Biden is still in Poland, or he's gone somewhere else?
I don't know if he's returned yet or not.
Okay.
He was there last night. There last night, but so I don't know.
All right, because he's apparently having a really good time.
Yeah, now he says that his entire town growing up was full of Polish people.
Right.
So before it was Puerto Ricans, and then it was, you know, I mean, he's he's lived among them all.
Well, yeah.
Blah, he's, blah, blah.
Yeah, well, you know, that is true, and that's what he's doing. It's just a bunch of bluster, but still, we never know what he's going to, and this is what's amazing. We just don't know what he's going to say next.
Well, no. And, you know, so much of what he says is just fake. It's just false.
Okay, so where's he appearing today?
I have no idea what his calendar is.
I think he's still in the same spot, I think.
Okay.
Don't know for sure, but I'm looking at this calendar ring that they got here. And at least until 1 o'clock Eastern time, he's right where he started the day yesterday.
So, oh, yes, that we know. He gave a big, huge speech to about 30,000 last night.
Yep. Probably resting up. That took a lot of energy, right?
Well, yeah, I suppose.
All righty. Now, folks, got about 30 seconds left. And in that 30 seconds, I want to remind you that Denise Simon has a website called FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. And I want you to go over there and check it out and check out all the things that she writes about that are over there, because it's really interesting when you see some of the articles that are there, and we can say, hey, we know her, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, well, if they don't go over there, they won't know what you're writing about, then, will they?
Well, true enough.
Yeah, so we've got to get them over there. So that's what we do. We tell you about her and the articles she writes. And, of course, when you get to the Home 20, make sure that you lock and load her website on your computer or on your phone so that you have it all ready to go whenever she puts something out there. All right, Denise Simon will be back. I'll be back right after the top of the hour news here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.